music video news, complete behind the scenes with full audio, special guests before and after. It is the Complete Famous Talk podcast. How is everybody doing? I am James Johnson, as always, with your co-host Hamilton. How you doing, Hamilton?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. I have a little under the weather. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
But I'm getting some allergies or something. I don't know what it is. But regardless, I feel great. I mean, I'm here, and I'm ready to do another podcast.
Yeah.
You know. So what did we have to eat today, man?
Today we had turkey tacos.
Turkey tacos, yeah, turkey tacos and burritos, and then a little bit of In-N-Out. There it is. Yes, it is. We had some In-N-Out, and it was delicious. But the full topic today is about our 6/23 show.
Yes, indeed, 6/23.
That was a fun day.
Somewhat fun day.
Yeah, I mean, it was, the start began fun, I would say. We started out hot, loaded up. Go ahead, Hamilton, take it away.
All right, so, I don't know if these guys know, but the 6/23 show actually was the first time that us played, like, the majority of the Brosquitos members after, what, about 5 years?
Yeah, about that long. I mean, it's been, I would say, even longer, honestly.
Probably, yeah.
It's been since your return, yes. It's been longer.
Yeah. But I remember we were heading over there, and Higo mentioned that, you know, he couldn't believe that after 5 years we're finally together. So for me, it was a very, I don't want to say a new experience, but in a way it was new because it's been such a long time. I guess you could say it was a refreshing experience. It brought back a lot of memories. Just at this time, I wasn't actually playing the guitar. I was playing the keyboard.
Yep.
And so that was just nerve-wracking for me since it's not one of my main instruments.
And, you know, I gotta tell him because it was amazing how you pulled it off. Hamilton, for those who don't know, is an incredible musician. I mean, can pull off the immaculate on any instrument you put him to. And within maybe, what, 3 hours, you learned the entire set of music?
About 2 hours.
2 hours. It was incredible. He pulled it together flawlessly. I was completely jealous. And we went up there and we rocked it. And unfortunately,
here it comes.
Yeah. We had a little bit of a scuffle outside. We're not welcome back at this place, all right? And that's just how rock and roll will go, guys. No. We're not really notorious for, like, tearing anything down or doing anything wrong. But in this circumstance, we unfortunately had a terrible experience after the show. The bouncer threatened us, and it exceeded into something it really shouldn't have.
Yes, it was a really bad experience. I remember we were packing up after the show. It was already, around 1 in the morning, 2, 12, and we were packing up, and our guitarist says, you don't know, he's not 21 years old.
Yeah.
And that place is exclusively for people who are 21 years old.
Which is completely understandable.
Yes, of course. We didn't have no problem with that at all. But we have to understand that our guitarist has health problems.
Exactly, yes.
And a lot of his health equipment and medicines were inside his guitar bag.
And it's not appropriate for somebody to be casting those, that. It's not appropriate for them to be touching any materials of that.
No.
You know, anyway. We'll go a little bit into that after this break. We actually have to take a little bit of a break here. And of course, we are going to hit you with a song. Per usual, this time I get to pick.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I get to pick this time. Okay, so what I brought in the cookie oven today, folks, I brought Chad Valley, ABC. The reason why I picked this song, I heard it actually through Facebook. Funny story. And Hamilton played just another Chad Valley song in the car recently. And I said, oh my gosh, you know Chad Valley? And he said, yeah, I do actually. And he was like, you do too? And I was like, yeah, man, we got to play a Chad Valley song on the show. So in fact, this is us going to be playing one of those Chad Valley songs.
Yep.
So without further ado, this one is Chad Valley ABC.
We
Welcome back. Music video news complete behind the scenes with full audio special guests before and after. I hope you folks enjoyed Chad Valley. I appreciate him playing for us today. Hamilton, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
How was the break?
It was pretty good. I just have a little bit of a runny nose right now.
Yeah, something's in the studio. I don't know what it is, but it is attacking us today.
I think it's a cat.
I think it's a cat. It might be. I have my cat in the studio. Nobody tell anyone, okay? We appreciate that. Thank you. Back to the story that we were on. Nick unfortunately had some supplies that were in there that were very personal, very health concerning. And he didn't want anybody as far as a bouncer or anything touching them. It just wasn't necessarily appropriate. He had them in his bag. Which he stated to the bouncer, and which the owner of the bar gave him permission for a 15-minute loadout, and the bouncer didn't want him to load out or something. I don't know what it was, yeah. But he for sure had a attitude towards Nick. It ended up in a vast exchange of words, and everyone ended up in their face, and the situation escalated a little bit. Yeah. Nobody was hurt or anything, but it just escalated a little bit, and let's just say we are not welcome back there. But let's just say cooler heads prevail in the end, and we, that's the end of the story there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Famous Talk, the music video, right now.
All right.
And, you know, we here have told you that this is a learning experience every step of the way. And this is something that we're going to share with you, honestly, full-heartedly. Right now, we have missed a few days of storyboarding.
Yes,
and unfortunately have not been able to start it. So storyboarding has become an unfortunate slow operation.
Yeah, well, the reason it's become slow, it's not because we've been lazy or not have had any motivation. The thing is that it's just that we've had all these events going on Friday, and then we have another one Saturday, so it was kind of hard for us to get together and do the storyboard. Plus, Robert, one of our...
The visual manager
of this music video.
Yeah.
He has work as well, so it's really hard for him to come. But don't take that as an excuse from us that we're going to stop doing it.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of time to start. And unfortunately, there's going to be a week break next week. A podcast probably won't be filmed until the week after.
Yeah.
But there will be maybe another episode. We'll probably try to end like a season some sort by the end of next week. And that way we can get a couple episodes in between then, and additional that gives us a little bit of time to kind of work behind the scenes and get some storyboard going.
Yeah.
But unfortunately that always has its consequences, and there is always the open time and open chance to try to work with time and etc. And it's hard to get everyone together, and it's hard to get a schedule together, but it will happen.
Yes.
And if you are determined to make it happen, you need to make it happen. So, it'll get done. So, Hamilton, what's the first step to the storyboard in your head?
Well, in my head, I believe in order to make a good storyboard, we have to know what it's going to be about and already kind of sit down and plan it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're yet to do that as well.
Yeah.
Because storyboarding is not something that takes, night and day. It's something that is a process that takes a while to complete, because we want this to come out right, because the storyboard basically entails every scene of the music video that we have to sit down and basically draw out, write out, and just plan it out,
and in fact make that whole operation look pretty on paper, because we don't want some mess on a piece of paper that we're not able to put in our portfolio, and we show it to the visual manager or show it to other people and they're like, what in the hell?
Right.
You know, what did you guys draw? What is this? And your squares aren't even straight. I don't know. So it takes a little bit of time to just really organize yourself and make it look pretty.
Yeah.
So so in your head, what is the first step to that?
In my head?
Yeah. First step to the storyboard. What do you think? What are you envisioning right now to put it on paper, or what are you...
Well, in my head, what's coming through right now is just that we have to, like, sit down, have some sort of board. I know we don't have a board, but, like, just set out, like, a paper, and just sit down, okay, this is what's going to go first. What's the scene going to be about? Mm-hmm. Where it's going to be at? Okay, and once we got that down, okay, where are we going to place the cameras? How are we going to place the script? How are we going to place the actors in different places in order for this scene to come
through? The full scene.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Yeah, and that's why it's so important to actually stay there and to work hard at it and to make sure that it's a product that you want out and even.
Right.
But with that being said, I think that's going to conclude this week's episode.
Yes.
And we do appreciate you listening, and we do appreciate you tuning in. And as always, this is Music Video News, complete behind the scenes with full audio, special guests before and after. This is a complete Famous Talk podcast with James and your host, Hamilton Martinez.
That's right.
We appreciate you tuning in. Thank you again to Chad Valley and all our sponsors. And of course, we will see you folks next time, and you can hear our pleasant voices the next episode we have. Cheers. Right.